cold.
That you've been cheating.
here, and you're listening to Rula Brown on the Rula Brown Network.
In sultry Sunday music with Rula Brown.
We were just good friends, and something deep within my heart kept for telling me we both are together, for you might love one another. You we both are together, for you might love one another. You must take heed to your heart and never let it get too far apart. She's the girl that you love. She's the girl that you love. Closer together. Closer together. For the first time I looked into her eyes. Wasn't long before I realized. Sincere and true, they said I love you. And her heart was saying, be closer together, for you might love one another. Be closer together, for you might love one another. Got to take me to your heart.
Hi, Novelty here, and you're listening to Rula Brown on the Rula Brown Network.
Drop in the big sound. Keeping it live and kicking. I'm the one. Sound of mighty, mighty impressions. 20 minutes after the hour of the big 3 o'clock here in Atlanta, Georgia, following on the heels of Mr. Sir Rockwell from rockthebox.net. Welcome to the show. Once a big love to Dr. Evelyn Richardson over there at the Caribbean Radio Show. Today's a big show. Yes, we have the one and only Tony Ryan from W Mix 102 up there in New York. We'll be on at 4:30. And we have a big show. Yes, the big thing called Name the Song, Name the Artist Contest. And Music Junkies on 8 wins. Who knows if he's going to take it this week? Odyssey, yes, took it last week. Sweet Sound of Mighty Impression. Also, big love, big welcome to the guests over the cabin. Read the show 3253-3318 3225-3762. And also, want to say big love to the folks of Black DV, all 10 of them in the chat rooms. They're all around. Please rewind.
When it's nice, we play it twice. Yeah.
Just let.
Listen to more of the best music. Lula Brown with the Peace and Love Vibration Show.
And Sister Anissa Lula Brown. Odyssey and Junkie need to give him a chance. We're going to do something different this week. We did that last week. I'm going to see it works out again this week. Hey, see, mighty sound and mighty impressions. Once a big love to the big man, Sir Rockwell. Rockthebox.net. Make sure you check out the website over there. Also, big love to Mr. Clinton Lindsay, Dr. Evelyn Richardson. Yes, the last week we could talk about Reggae Round Robin. One of the biggest things happening on Facebook. Check that out.
Stranger in my heart.
Yes, indeed. 30 minutes after the hour to sing caller. Touch us in the slow jam. On the heels of Golden Sundays with Sir Rockwell, right on the same network. Rockabout.net, the Rudy Brown Network, Blog TV, Foundation Radio Network, Mix 102, Caribbean Radio Show, Ustream TV, ReggaeNostalgia.com, ParamountTNT.ws. Tony Ryan comes up in an hour of 4:30.
When it's nice, we play it twice. Yeah.
You must believe me.
You must believe me.
That's the harmony.
No matter what the people might say, you must believe me. Darling, it just didn't happen that way. No, no, it just didn't happen that way. You've come home with something on your mind. Darling, tell me, why are you crying? You say be serious, no time for fun, while trying to tell me something that I've done. The things you've heard couldn't be denied, but before your opinion, listen to my side. People might say, you must believe me. Darling, it just didn't happen that way. No, no, it just didn't happen that way. Oh, it's all right. Oh, it's all right. Girl, you're wrong to believe what was said. For you see, nothing could ever be that bad. Though the talk is now all over town, darling, you know I'd never put you down. True, her and me were at the party as guests. There's nothing else to say about who my love best. And you must believe me.
Yes, indeed, the sweet sound of mighty, mighty Curtis Mayfield. And impressionable impression. 31 minutes after the hour, 3 o'clock here in Atlanta, Georgia. Overcast, current temperature 55 degrees. As we know, it's getting a lot of snow there. Beverly Morgan, stay warm, girl. Bless you love to Annie up there in England. Novelty, the big bad lady with a boom boom tune. That's the reason Flock of Doves up there in London. Annie.
Yes, join for best music here on the Peace and Love Vibration Show with Rudy Brown. On a Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and on a Thursday, call your friend and tell a friend. Come to the chat room and have fun if you hear us at Peace and Love Vibration Show with Rudy Brown. Join me on the big fun on Ustream TV, also RudyBrown.com. Yes, giving you the big, big Peace and Love Vibration Show. Call your friend and tell a friend. It's great happening. So wait a down and tell the people. This is Daddy Hugo with Ruler Brown and Winston Benjamin inviting you to Sultry Sunday Slow Jam with an exclusive interview on Sunday, 10th of March. Okay? So watch it.
It's a live on camera. It's a live on camera interview. Winston Benjamin and Daddy Uri. Yes, you can't be late and don't miss the date. On Sunday, March the 10th, 2013, Uri alongside Winston Benjamin right here on the Sultry Sunday Slow Jams. 3 to 7 p.m. RulerBrownNetwork.com. RulerBrownNetwork.com. The big man, Uri, alongside Winston Benjamin. See you in the chat room.
Got it from 3 to 7 p.m. You hear that?
We got all the people. I'm the physical dance coming your way.
Igbo and Yoruba proverb reads, it takes a whole village to raise a child. Palace Peace and Love Academic Scholarship is kicking off their 2013 year with a 100 for 100 campaign. That's a goal of 100 scholarships and 100 computers for disadvantaged Caribbean high school and tertiary level students. This nonprofit group supports students facing serious obstacles from entering or continuing with their studies, not because the grades are failing, but due to lack of financial support instead. Help Palace celebrate their first anniversary by adding 100 more future global leaders and contributors. We can all be proud of their already 55 scholarship awardees. Together, we will build a better future for us all. Please support the student at www.palace1.org. That's www.palace1.org.
So Brown.
But I love you, I do. Cause I like the way you love me. Every time you kiss me, fills me from my head to feet. And I tell myself that deep down inside there will be no one else for me. Cause I like the way you love me, love me, love me. Okay.
Just turns me up.
Like an angel.
Good afternoon to Lady Doc in the building. Yes, blessed love to you, my girl. How you doing? Yes, remember at 4:30, the one and only Tony Ryan, formerly of WVIP up in New York. Gonna talk about your healthcare needs. Yes, indeed. And at 5 o'clock, name the song, name the artist contest. The Music Junkie has 8 wins. 2 wins away from the cash, $200 cash. Odyssey with 5 wins. Big love to you, my girl, Lady Doc. She says she's an orphan. I haven't seen the lady in quite a while. Big love to you. I know you're a real doctor and taking care of patients up there in Boston in the hospitals. So I understand your schedule's a little tight. Also, big love to Dr. Evelyn Richardson also. Folks, let me just give you some news. I just got this news from an Olympian, Mr. Desmond Shakespeare, who runs the DASH program at Excelsior. And I just got it 1 minute ago. It says, good news and bad news. It says, good news. Excelsior Eagles continue to give creditable performance at the pre-champs development meet as we had 4 podium finishes at the Camperdown Classic held at the National Stadium yesterday. Bad news. One of our student athlete, Moesha McFarlane, and the reason why I mentioned it, Moesha had applied for one of her scholarships, a Pallas scholarship last year. However, she was not successful in getting one of her Pallas scholarship. But she's a very strong athlete, as there were something like around 9 athletes that applied for Pallas scholarship. There were about 10 of them, and 5 of them received scholarships. And the news continues to say, bad news. One of our student athletes, Moesha McFarlane, met in a serious automobile accident while on her way to the meet early yesterday morning. They had a big, massive meet down there called the Camperdown Classic. And Usain Bolt participated in that. I think he ran the 400 meters or something like that. And the good news, Moesha is doing fine after undergoing several tests at the University of the West Indies Hospital. The accident was quite serious as the woman who was sitting beside her died after being thrown from the car. Luckily for Moesha, she escaped with only a few bruises. She has been asked to rest for the next 5 days and is to return to the doctor for follow-up checks on Friday of this week. I visited her today at home and she's in good spirits. Even after the accident, she wanted to be there to at least support her teammates, but of course was unable to do so, as she was not released until after 11 p.m. last night. Her aunt and guardian, Ms. Davis, expressed her gratitude at the support for the coaching staff, especially Coach Williams and the James family, Gavin and Natoya, who went to the hospital with Moesha and stayed there even after her relatives had arrived. She was also impressed with the level of support from Moesha's teammates, who have not stopped calling her. And then they have a bunch of the results. I see Renee Shaw. Renee Shaw finished third. She was one of the, Jody and Petrie was also one of the applicants for the Palace Scholarship. So, you know, we just want to send our love to the family members and Moesha down there in Jamaica and Mr. Desmond Shakespeare. I just thought I would share that with you because, you know, like I said, there were about 10 or 11, I think there were 10 students that are on the track team at Excelsior that had applied for Palace Scholarships, and five of them received scholarships. Continuing the sweet music right here in Sultry Sunday Slow Jam. It's 1 minute to the big hour of 4 o'clock on the Sultry Sunday Slow Jams on the heels of RockTheBox.net with Sir Rockwell from down there on RockTheBox.net. You're tuning into Ruler Brown. Remember at 4:30, Tony Ryan comes up. We're going to talk to him a little about health products, and also he's going to be broadcasting at nights 10 to 12 here on the Ruler Brown Network. And I want to say big love to Dr. Evelyn Richardson, Mr. Clinton Lindsay, the one and only Sir Rockwell, Jackie Brown over Paramount, TNT.ss, Mr. Franco Forbes over the Reggae Nostalgia, and the entire crew tuning in. Folks over at Block TV. Ruler Brown says it's 4 o'clock. It's 52 degrees here in Atlanta. Continuing the sweet music. Once again, good afternoon to SWA out of JA. Big love to her family, though.
Darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a fool.
Yes, indeed. Once again, big love to Lady Doc in the building. Yes, indeed, Lady Doc.
Earth angel.
Big love to Beverly Morgan, just came back from England. And then put down her mom. Her mom passed away a few weeks ago. Big love to Beverly Morgan back over here stateside in Boston, undergoing a whole bunch of snow there. Also, the Lady Doc is up on this side of town, too.
Inviting you to Sultry Sunday Slow Jam with an exclusive interview on Sunday, 10th of March. Okay? So watch it.
It's a live on camera. It's a live on camera interview. Winston Benjamin and Daddy Uri. Yes, you can't be late and don't miss the date. On Sunday, March the 10th, 2013. You are alongside Winston Benjamin right here on the Sultry Sunday Slow Jams, 3 to 7 p.m. Ruler Brown Network Reggae.com. Ruler Brown Network.com. The big man, you are alongside Winston Benjamin. See you in the chat room.
You got it from 3 to 7 p.m. You hear that?
We are talking to the people. I'm the physical dance coming your way.
Come on and see that baby. I was lost without love, was dying with pain, until you said my name.
Robin. Yes, if you're a conscious artist looking to get your music in, go to Reggae Round Robin and like the page. Reggae Round Robin is about to blast off. To get your music downloaded on iTunes and get paid, go to Reggae Round Robin and like the page today. Tune in to the Caribbean Radio Show.com for more information.
Igbo and Yoruba proverb reads, "It takes a whole village to raise a child." Palace Peace and Love Academic Scholarship is kicking off their 2013 year with a 100 for 100 campaign. That's a goal of 100 scholarships and 100 computers for disadvantaged Caribbean high school and tertiary level students. This nonprofit group supports students facing serious obstacles from entering or continuing with their studies, not because the grades are failing, but due to lack of financial support instead. Help Palace celebrate their first anniversary by adding 100 more future global leaders and contributors. We can all be proud of their already 55 scholarship awardees. Together, we will build a better future for us all. Please support the student at www.palace1.org. That's www.palace1.org.
A big love to SAA or the JA. Lady Doc in the building. Big sound of Mighty Impression. I want to say special a happy birthday to someone over there in Georgia.
The music just turns me on.
For the boy, while deep in sleep she dreams.
Good afternoon to Ive Kuta. It's one of the big lady behind Reggae Round Robin. It's heard her as we play earlier. Also, good afternoon to Ive Kuta. Guess 3789-3253.
That makes a guy feel like he rules the world. You add that special something to my day.
Indeed, want to welcome Lenny over there in London. Big sound of Jerry Butler. On the heels of Rock the Box, happening Golden Sundays. Golden Sundays, 12 to 3 every Sunday right here on these networks. Followed by yes, truly Rule the Ground, it's Sultry Sunday Slow Jam. 18 more minutes, the big man is Sir Mr. Tony Ryan. 5 o'clock, the big show. Name the song, name the artist contest. Will it be Lady Doc? Will it be Music Junkie? Will it be SWA? Will it be Dr. Evelyn Richardson? At a big contest later. Bless and love, Lady Doc. Or will it be the big man here sometime out this week? Rasta Wisdom over there in the Pittsburgh. As in Dave. Street sound of Jerry B. Singing just for you and me.
Can you touch my life? Just by holding my hand. And oh, look in the mirror.
Hi, Novelty here, and you're listening to Rula Brown on the Rula Brown Network.
This is my same old coat and my same old shoes. I was the same old me, with the same old blues.
with Moonshine.
Sultry Sunday music with Ruler Brown.
My girl is running over. Don't know what to do. My girl is running over. Don't know what to do. No, I don't know. No, I don't know. Guess I gotta cry, cry, cry.
Sultry Sunday music, with Ruler Brown. Ruler Brown.
If I try, I gotta try, try, try. My cup is overflowing. Don't know what to do. My cup is overflowing. Don't know what to do. No, I don't know.
Yes, the interview comes up in 13 minutes with Mr. Tony Ryan. You got to listen to this one.
I feel a little bit better if I cry, cry, cry.
Hi, Novelty here. And you're listening to Ruler Brown and the Ruler Brown Network.
Yeah, baby.
It's a live on camera interview, Winsome Benjamin and Daddy UI. Yes, you can't be late and don't miss the date. On Sunday, March the 10th, 2013, you are alongside Winsome Benjamin right here on the Sultry Sunday Slow Jams, 3 to 7 p.m. RulerBrownNetwork.com. RulerBrownNetwork.com. The big man, you are alongside Winsome Benjamin. See you in the chat room.
You got it from 3 to 7 p.m. You hear that?
We the songs of the people. I'm the physical dance coming your way.
Came from above, from being
Yes, indeed. 26 minutes after the hour, 4 o'clock. Coming up at another 4 minutes, totally right. Sweet Town of Presidents. 5, 10, 15, 20. 25 years, a lot of loving. Current temperature in Atlanta, Georgia, 50 degrees. Yes, the Sunday Sunday slow jam, 3 to 7. On the heels of Terracan. Rocking the box. Darkness every Sunday. Golden Sunday. From the TOP for the big man, Mr. Rasta with them. Sweet, sweet sound of mighty Delphonic. Are you gonna break your promise? Remember, the big contest starts at 5.
I had a sign for every time I dream.
Momentarily, we will be hearing from Mr. Tony Ryan. You cannot afford to miss this chat. Good afternoon, SAA out of JA. What a welcome to big man, Mr. Roy Lowe, back in the building. It's good afternoon, up there in New Jersey. Big bad love goes out to Lady Doc over there in Boston. Beverly Morgan, my sister in Wagwan. Annie up there in a place called Canada. And we have a phone call coming in right now. We're going to go to the phone line. Yes, we have a call coming in from New York City. And the big man, we call him Mr. Tony Ryan. Tony, are you there, sir?
Hello? Yes, I am. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir. I'm hearing you loud and clear, sir. And first of all, I want to say good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
You there? Tony? What happened here now? We lost your voice. Tony? I'm going to go back to the music and hopefully Tony will get a chance to call. Tony? Let's try and go back to the phone line, see if we can get Tony back online. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you now. All right, Tony. Yes, Tony, go ahead. First of all, yeah, go ahead.
What I was saying is that I'm playing table tennis, so if I'm playing table tennis, I think I'm all right, eh?
Yeah, man, you're good, man. Just drop the table tennis and talk to you. You're good. I know you're a big table tennis fun thing. But first of all, let me say, I know you're busy today. You've had a very busy week, and you take the time out to chat with us for 10 minutes or so. First, what I want to do is first welcome you on behalf of all the networks. There are about 7 networks that are tuning in from RockTheBox.net, the Foundation Radio Network, the Caribbean Radio Show, Blog Talk, Ustream TV, Reggae Nostalgia, and we can go on. So we want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to us a little about Tony Ryan. And you've gone out on a new venture in terms of you've been on a particular radio station in New York for over 20 years. And now you're on Mix 102, and you're going to be doing a lot of big things. But not only that, I want for you to tell us a little about the health care products that you talk about. And we're going to get your picture up live on camera while you're talking to us. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. You can actually do that?
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, me. Hey, technology camera. Yeah, man, the folks are going to be seeing your picture up on the thing. You know what I mean? So go on top.
Yes. Okay, here's the thing. Tony Ryan. Tony Ryan was in the music business for a number of years, lots of years. And at some point, I decided to, when I changed my lifestyle, that's about 17 years ago, roughly. I became a vegan 17 years ago and embarked on this journey, a healthier lifestyle. And that happened, and you know, I, after a while, I started to incorporate a little health into the radio program that I did at WRT, and now it's WVIP. And I also incorporated some of it into my business. After a while, the music business went south, as everyone understands that download is the new thing.
Yes.
So I walked away from it at that point and went straight health, like 22 years ago. I went straight health, you know. We deal with quite a lot of people regarding a lot of ailments, health concerns, and so on. I have a very good teacher by the name of Juna Juwara. And from time to time, I will consult with him about even some serious cases, because we do handle at Healthy Living. That's the name of the new business. Instead of Tony Ryan Records, it's now Healthy Living.
We do handle
some very serious cases.
Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah. So, as I was saying, from time to time, I have to consult with. Still have to consult with Juna Juwara. But I left WVIP 4 weeks ago.
Right.
I'm now on Mix 102.5 FM or Mix102.com. Mix102.com.
Now WVIP, for the listeners, a popular DJ out of Jamaica came and has been working on a station, Raga Shanti, for a few months, and it just so happened that within a week or two, both of you exited the station. And were there any correlation between what happened to him and to you? And again, you don't have to go.
No, it's two totally different scenarios. One, I worked directly with WVIP.
Right.
I had my own program there for, as I mentioned, several years. But Raga worked along with Link Up.
Right, Link Up Media.
You know,
okay.
With Link Up Media. And for whatever the reason, he decided to leave. I decided to leave because of, one, a lack of support from the listeners at Healthy Living.
Right.
And also the station. And I have to say this, I really cannot fault the station, because I can tell you, I was well treated at WVIP. And that is the gospel's truth. I would be cruel to say anything other than that.
Right.
You know. But they, for whatever the reason, they decided to go up. Well, they told me the reason why they had to go up on their rates.
Right.
And the money in which they went up on it. I wasn't in a position to cough up that kind of cash. So I had to walk away from it. If I had the support from the audience, and the support is a very simple one. You purchase something at Healthy Living, you're supporting the reader program that they love. Simple as that. It's very, very simple. No network can work without some sort of funding. None. Absolutely
right.
None.
Right.
You're gonna
right.
need. And this is something that I've been asking, because I've been on now 102 from this past, well, a month ago, a week ago.
Right.
I've been asking the listeners to support the network that you listen to. Network that you are listening to at this moment, support it.
Support it.
If you have a business to advertise on the network that you're now listening to.
Very
true. If you have a function coming up, advertise on the network that you are now listening to. I've been asking, listeners to do this, because obviously they don't get it.
Yeah.
I suppose I've just drum it. And it's not a handout.
Right.
It is supporting something that you like. Something support, that you take the time to enjoy.
Tony, I usually say support the culture that supports you, and you're absolutely right. If you're listening to these networks, the Rock the Box, the Foundation Radio Network, the Caribbean Radio Show, whatever you're listening to, Mix 102, look, these guys are providing a service to you. So in terms of if you have something happening, it makes sense for you to say, look, these are the guys that are there for me every day. Let me see if I can spend $100 with them to run a few commercials and so forth. So I think that's an endorsement that all these networks, the Caribbean Radio Show, is on the verge of having a million persons checking out their sites, checking into their shows. And if you have something to do, you have the potential of all these people hearing what you have to give, what you have to sell or whatever. So I applaud that very much. I want to say the chat room has been filling up like crazy. I want to welcome a whole bunch of folks. I can't even call the names right now. But we're going to do this. You have transitioned, like you say, from the music, because that went a little south, and you're doing a healthy living now, and you're on radio. Let me ask you this, though. And you've done a lot of research. We listened, I personally, and the folks on the Ruler Brown Network, listens to you every Wednesday at 1 o'clock on the Foundation Radio Network with Mr. Clinton Lindsay. And one of the things you do, you have a healthy talk with Clinton where you call in, and each week you come up with a new subject matter in terms of the listeners can learn from. My question to you is this. Of all the researches that you've done, and again, like you say, you're a vegan, you deal with healthy living. Can you tell the listeners now, and we have a couple of medical doctors that are in the room now listening to you. Could you actually say one or two diseases out there that you had to talk about, the diabetes, the heart failure, anything that you can say to the folks, look, you have to watch these things because it's creeping up fast on you, and this is where you can get some help. So take some minutes to just present that information to the listeners.
Well, a very common, and matter of fact, I don't know why they don't refer to it as an epidemic, because it is an epidemic, it's diabetes. That condition is a very serious condition that is taking place within our community. It is running rampant, and it is running rampant because of the lifestyle of the people. Whoa, let me turn this off. I'm outside in the vehicle, so I just turn on the heater because this is New York and it's not as warm as some places.
Let me just take a moment. It's 4:41 and folks, we're speaking Mr. Tony Ryan, a radio host up there on Mix 102, formerly of also WVIP. And he's actually has a new thing hooked up, and he's a vegan. He's a health provider in terms of information, consultation. And we're talking to him a bit about that, and also to break some news regarding Ruler Brown Network and so forth. So, Tony, go ahead.
Yes. I was on diabetes, the subject of diabetes, a very, very serious health or disease, because it is that, you know, diabetes.
Uh-huh.
The closing down of the pancreas that is not producing. And again, a simple one, you know, it's a simple, simple disease. Diabetes is a very simple thing. The pancreas not producing insulin. It's not doing its job. So therefore, the sugar is running rampant, or the sweet is running rampant, the sugar is running rampant in the blood. It's not being marshaled by the insulin.
Yeah.
That's simple. Now, as much as it is simple, and I find it quite simple, and people in the holistic world find it quite simple to address.
Right.
It is running, if it is left unchecked and untreated, it can result in some very terrible things happening to a person. The loss of sight, loss of limbs, you know, the loss of, you know, sex, as a matter of fact, you know, which is a serious thing.
Impotent.
You know, your ability to perform.
To perform,
you know,
okay.
A big part of it is because of the kind of drugs that a person who has that particular disease will take, and one of the side effects is killing libido, killing sex drive.
Yeah.
And that is a fact. But you lose so much from it. It's a debilitating disease that it can really do some bad things. And like I say, it is really, as far as I am concerned, it is epidemic. It is an epidemic.
Now,
you know?
Tony.
It's an epidemic.
Tony, let me ask you this question. And a lot of us hear about diabetes. And in terms of definition, there are certain boundaries that the medical field says your sugar level should not be above certain point. What are those numbers, and what are the tests that folks can go and check with their doctor to make sure they're not in that particular case of being diabetic? And I understand there are different stages of diabetes also. Could you talk a little about that?
Well, they're talking about type 1 and type 2, you know. It's not really that one is better than the other or what have you. Like some people say, well, I just have type 1 diabetes, which would they probably read that to say, you know, it's not as bad as a type 2. And people, well, type 2 will say, well, it's not as bad as a type 1. You know, both of them are pretty dangerous. You see?
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of a number, and I tell you the number that I love, when I'm dealing with people regarding diabetes, I don't know what that I love. It's fasting read. The fasting read, when you get up, the fasting read. If it is in the 80s, I'm all right with that.
Okay.
You know? Uh-huh. And when you eat, if it goes up to 112, 115, you know, I'm all right with that also. As long as it's when you just don't eat. You know, it is running them kind of numbers.
Right.
But then it's supposed to come back down and to in the 80s again. You have people who are having numbers of 300 and 400 and this sort of thing.
What? No, let me ask you this. Let me ask you that. As you mentioned that, isn't it true that your number could be 115, 120 and you don't have diabetes? Because there's a different test for diabetes, correct?
No, that's what I'm saying. If a person should, when they finish eating, and the number is 115 or 112, it's all right.
No, I'm just saying, isn't there have a different test for diabetes? Your blood sugar, even if you're fast, because I've gone to the doctor, and when you can take your blood sugar, your glucose level, and even if you're fast and it's at 112, you know, which is because the range that they've indicated to me, you should not have it exceeding 100. It's like supposed to be between 0 and 99. So in other words, if your reading is 110, 112, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have diabetes.
If it's 0, you're having some serious problems with lower blood, with low sugar,
right.
You know, so that could also be a problem. But a simple stick, and then, of course, everybody know about the stick. You know, that it gives you a good reading, a good ballpark number, a good ballpark read.
Right.
But naturally, if you go to your doctor and do a blood work, that is definitely more, you know, a better test than just the prick, the finger prick, or the finger stick,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
But at 1:15, I wouldn't like that. For fasting, I wouldn't like that at all.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, no. I wouldn't like that.
Yeah. Now, you know, let me say this. In terms of the work that you do, there are folks that comes into your establishment and for a number of different ailments. And your job is to do what? Is to do what in terms of trying to help them?
All right. My job is to do exactly opposite of what the conventional people are doing,
uh-huh.
which is to control. They control ailments. In the mind of the holistic practitioner, reversal is always present.
Uh-huh.
And diabetes, I say this loud, and I say it clearly. Diabetes is reversible.
It is reversible.
High blood pressure is reversible.
Mm-hmm.
High cholesterol is reversible.
Mm-hmm.
I say it loud and I say it clear. The thinking of the conventional establishment is that once you have these diseases, it means that you have it for the rest of your life and you have to be on drugs for the rest of your life. That is foolishness. That is nonsense. That is how people lose limbs and lose them eyesight. That is how these things happen.
Let me take a moment.
Because they're trying to control something they really can't control.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's going to get out of hand at some point.
Right.
When you have people talking about they have diabetes in the past 10, 15 years and they have a doctor, I say, why? Look, ruler. When you have a mechanic fix a car, don't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you have a plumbing problem, a plumber come out and then fix the thing and reverse the problem that you have.
Right.
I am not satisfied with what I am hearing coming out of the medical industry. That a person went to go to med school for how many years and years and years and come back and can't cure nothing? It just doesn't add up.
Well,
it don't make any kind of sense whatsoever, ruler.
So let me switch the disease now, or the ailment. Cancer. Are you telling me then that folks that have had cancer and they say there's no treatment other than this chemotherapy and all that stuff, are you saying then the holistic medicine and all these things can turn cancer around?
Look here. What is cancer? Cancer is some cells, you know, they refer to as free radicals that start to behave a kind of way and start to rob the body of its nutrients. You know.
Yeah.
That's just cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody get those cells, and I call them unruly cells, a few times in their lifetime, you know. So we all at some point get cancer cells, you know.
Right.
It's just that the body's natural defense, the immune, can knock out these cells that are behaving in a manner like them want to get bad.
Yeah.
So if we understand this to be so, and I'm really simplifying this. If this is so, where you know the immune is the one that is going to take over and discipline these unruly cells,
mm-hmm.
then the immune,
mm-hmm.
let them fight. Let them do the fighting for you. Can herb reverse cancer? Well, as we speak, I'm working on one case down there near Clinton, Ecuador there.
Yeah, down in Florida. Mm-hmm.
Yes, down in Florida there. And I'll tell you this, I had the thing on the run. I had it on the run. I can tell you one word it on the run. The person's weight was in the hospital.
Right.
The person's weight was 97 pounds. And they couldn't do anything, and they took her out. But her brother sent her out and decided to use a treatment that I sent down with him.
Right.
He lives in New Jersey, in Bradongos here.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is in December of last year.
Right.
And got the thing, fixed the problem why she was in there to begin with, fixed that. And the woman started putting on weight. She ended up at 115.
Wow. Mm. Nice
turnaround. The moment her brother left Florida, she went back to her old ways, which is the carnivorous lifestyle. He was down here for 3 weeks, marshalling this woman, marshalling her. They said the woman was going to go dead. Them said them can't do nothing. The woman get up, wash clothes, start cook her food and all them sort of things. How about that? He left down there and left her the instructions, and the woman went back to her carnivorous ways.
Wow.
My God, the cancer started to run rampant again.
Wow.
She's in the hospital. Again, she's in the hospital, and they are saying that it is on the final stage. As much as it is, that they are saying it is the final stage.
Right.
Where it is all over our body.
Right.
I am saying to her brother, we still have a little light shining through. If we can do certain things, I can't go into all of the details here now.
All right. I tell you what.
If we can do certain things, this woman still have a chance. And I'm saying it would roll her stomach, it would roll her colon. And I'm saying we still have a little ray of hope if we can do certain things. And I will leave it there. Can herbs reverse cancer?
Uh-huh.
Of course. Back to the question.
All right, and I tell you what, hold your thoughts there, because we're running out of time, and the folks going to be able to hear more of your presentations, and we're going to let them know about that. But before we touch that, there are a number of folks in the chat rooms, and folks are agreeing with you. They love what they're hearing. One person wrote in there, I should ask you about thyroid disease, hypothyroidism.
Hypothyroidism?
If you can talk a little about that, and after that, we're going to break some news here where folks can listen to you starting next week. So go ahead, if you can say anything about thyroid disease and hypothyroidism. Go ahead.
You know, it is ironic. When I tell you, this is ironic. It's so ironic that the person asked that question, because, as I mentioned today, I have a packed plate today. I'm just touching.
Right.
And I am heading from where I'm at here now, go back to work, not home, back to work to put a protocol together for hypothyroidism.
Uh-huh.
Ironically,
mm-hmm.
Give the person my number and tell them to call me.
Call you. All right, we'll do that.
Give them my number and tell them to call me.
Reaction in the chat room was, wow. You know, like you said, so ironic, because this person apparently was supposed to be going somewhere. They were heading out of their house. They came back in the chat room just to hear your presentation. And obviously, they may have some reasons to want to ask this. I'm not sure what it is, but I'll try and get that person the information so you can talk to them. Now, going forward, right? You and I talked, and you, on your news station, Mix 102, you call me and say, Rula, Rula Brown Network, could we accommodate you? Let the folks know what your intentions are and what timeline you'll be on the Rula Brown Network. So go ahead and let the folks know.
Well, as long as you can accommodate me, I would be on it, because I'm on 102 Mondays to Thursdays from 10 p.m. until midnight.
Okay.
And on Fridays, I'm on 10 p.m. until 3 a.m. such of the morning.
Right.
So any of those time slots that you can fit me in on your network,
yeah,
I'd be more than happy.
Yeah, and we are gonna have you on maybe all the nights, and we have some other folks over in the cabin where the show are putting information. Once a big love to LA RX Evolution. Yvette Kruter, Dr. Evelyn Richardson, all the guests, a number of folks are over there. And so, starting next week, starting Monday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, you'll be on Rula Brown Network, and also you'll be on Mix. And I know every Wednesday, just give the folks a little bit on a Wednesday on Clinton Show, the Foundation Radio Network. What do you do there? Because I know you and Clinton do a little rap there. And he calls you the mayor of the Bronx. So let the folks know where they can also find you, if you have a email address, a telephone number, a Facebook page, any information as we wind down this chat. Go ahead, Tony.
Well, you know something? On Facebook, it's Tony Ryan. I don't, see, all them kind of fancy business that my son set up, so I don't even know, if you ask Tony Ryan, I suppose on Facebook you'll find me.
Right, right.
I don't know that I have a very active thing going there, as much as I possibly can, I make some little postings and things.
Right.
But where a person can reach me would be Healthy Living. And the telephone number for Healthy Living is 718-798-0773. Again, it is 718-798-0773. We do an exchange, Brother Clinton and myself, Clinton Lindsay and myself, we do an exchange every Wednesday at 1 p.m.,
okay.
The foundation, and we can talk about
on the Foundation Radio Network. That
on the Foundation Radio Network, naturally. Mm-hmm. And we anything we can, and all kind of subject matter will come up. It's not just health. And I should also mention that when on my radio program,
right,
it's not all about health.
Right,
it's about health. It's about social problems as well. Current events, it's about some history, some what have you, you know, it. We also play music. I should mention that.
Yeah,
we
have a number of other people trying to calling on the phone line. Not sure we have time to take that call, but I tell you what, I'm not going to break the what we schedule here, because we have a program coming up, name the song, name the artist at 5 o'clock, and we're running late. Somebody else in the chat room asks about fibroids. Can you take maybe 90 seconds to say if you know what can you talk about fibroids? And folks, you have the phone number. If you have any question, you'll be able to call Tony Ryan, and his picture is up there. So if you have a Facebook page, you'll be able to see his page on Facebook. You can like his page, be friends with him. And that's his picture that you're seeing right on the screen right now, the gentleman with the gray beard and that cool-looking look like one of them gentlemen from Jamaica back in the days. The fibroids, can you say anything about that? Because someone brought it up.
A very troublesome problem, because it can lead to so many different things. One of the big things is low iron, you know?
Low iron,
blood count becomes low because of the kind of bleeding that can take place, you know? And can really create a little problem there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the lady's tummy, which is of course that thing that a lot of ladies hate so much, because the thing can, you know, get a little big, because some of these fibers can get really big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to mention the pain. Not to mention the pain, and a lot of times even a lot of frequent urination, because sometimes it can rest on the bladder and create frequent urination and something more like incontinence, but it's really not that, you know. A fibroids have a treatment at Healthy Living for it, you know.
You have a treatment?
That's what they do.
Okay.
Huh?
All right. I tell you what we're going to do, Tony. We're running out of time. It's 5 o'clock, and you're listening to Mr. Tony Ryan. He's going to be presenting a show here on the Ruler Brown Network, I think 4 or 5 days a week, and we're trying to hook up something with the Caribbean Radio Show, also the CEO, Dr. Evelyn Richardson. There might be some technical issues that as to how we can pull that off, but I'm going to probably, I think I might come up, devise a way to make it happen. I might have to talk to Dr. Evelyn Richardson. If it's even one night per week on that network, I think I might be able to work something out with Dr. Evelyn on that. I just thought about how I could get that done.
Okay.
So, folks, Mr. Tony Ryan, like I said, you can check him out. I see, Tony, some of the folks have actually gone ahead and friended you on Facebook. And the name, folks, is Tony Ryan. There's this picture on the screen. So once you go to Facebook and you see that picture, because there might be a number of different Tony Ryans, you can just go ahead and actually friend him. Tony, boy, this is...
Yes, my brother.
This is far bigger than I thought, but we would love to have you on maybe another month from now on a Sunday Sultry, some slow jams, and come in and talk for even 15 minutes, give some little updates. A lot of folks are piling on into the chat room on the Ruler Brown Network. And folks from England are actually going ahead and responding that they're going to be reaching out to you for help. And some folks are saying great info, looking forward to hearing more from you. So again, when we hooked this up, we didn't even do much pronouncements, advertisement about it, but obviously, and we have actually medical doctors that are actually in the chat room and also over on the Caribbean radio show. We want to thank them. I want to welcome DJ Odyssey. Let me just run on some name of some folks in the Ruler Brown Network that are going to be getting ready to play the contest. Annie, also to CC Thomas, Clifton Edwards, welcome. Mr. Flocker, Miss Flocker Doves up there in England, Lady Doc up there in Boston. She's a medical doctor. Leonie, also in England. Novelty down there in Florida. Odyssey, Canada. Rasta Wisdom in Pittsburgh. Roy Lowe in New Jersey. SWA in Georgia. And we can go on and on. You're gonna say, how do I know where all these folks are from? They support the Ruler Brown Network and these shows. And that's why we've developed a relationship over the last year or so. Tony, I'm going to give you the opportunity to wind down and wrap up. Anything you want to present to the listeners and the viewers? Go ahead.
Well, again, my final talk would be, again, a reminder to support the network that you are listening to. Support it. For those who are supporting it, whenever the network advertises something, somebody's product or function, the way you can support that is to attend, let them know that their advertising dollars is advertisement dollars is working. You know, support the network that provide information and entertainment. You know, it is very, 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 very important. Very important. And that's my final word. You have to support it because it cannot run without money.
Money.
Also, quickly, PALS. Now, Ruler Brown is taking on a mammoth job, and it's so big, and it can turn into the next March a dime or something of the sort for the Caribbean and for many other places in this country.
Yeah.
So, hey, look, support that also.
Thank you so much for that.
Because again, the future is not me, it's not Ruler. And it's not the older folks. It is the children. And that is what PALS is all about.
Yeah, man.
Getting prepared and getting ready. These children to take over the baton and run with it. So we can all sit back and say, yes, job well done.
Right.
So we're not here forever. We're not. Yeah. No matter what we do, we have to prepare the younger ones to take up the slack and run with it and work with it. We are the upwell. Let me start.
And Tony, let me say this, and maybe the next time you come on, because I know you do a lot of humanitarian stuff also, some amazing things that you do, and hopefully next time we'll be able to touch on some of that, you know, some of the humanitarian things you do up there in New York City, and, you know, just globally, some of the things that are amazing. And again, we just want to thank you so much, and we're looking forward to have you on the networks. Like I said, I think at least one night a week, we'll be able to get you on the Caribbean radio show. I'm going to talk to Dr. Eva after this. I know she's listening.
Okay.
And we're going to be able to, I think I'll be able to work on something technically that we might be able to get it work. All right. So again, Tony, thank you so much. Enjoy your day. And I know it's cold up there, a lot of snow. And I know you're up there doing works as we speak. And again, final thoughts. That's it. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Give thanks for the opportunity, my brother. I say this, and a lot of love for the opportunity to be on the program, on the network. You know, and a big shout out to Clinton and of course Georgia down there. Yes, man.
Yeah, man. And just want to say big love to Georgia also, and Clinton Lindsay, and the big man Sir Rockwell from Rock the Box at Net. He's also carrying the network.
Yeah, Sir Rockwell, for real. Like, how could I forget Sir Rockwell? Yeah, man.
All right, Tony. Blessed love to you. And on behalf of all the folks in the chat room, and like I said, there are folks in the chat room like crazy over there in Canada and England, all over that are tuning in, and they definitely love what they're hearing. I want to say big love to Lady Doc also. Like I said, she's a medical doctor in the chat room up there in Boston. Tony Ryan.
If I tell you this, tomorrow night, I will be touching on a serious subject, very serious subject about that, and the program tomorrow night is going to be about understanding who we are and why we are.
Mm-hmm.
And the importance, the link between individuals by something like what is taking place down in LA with this gentleman who's shooting people and that sort of thing.
Right.
It's going to be a real serious program tomorrow. So
right.
Again, it's not about all about health. It's about social issues also. And
right.
I'll be touching base on that tomorrow. So, yeah, all tune right. in.
So tune in on Ruler Brown Network tomorrow at 10 p.m. or that's like about 3 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time to 5 o'clock, 2 hours on the Ruler Brown Network, and he'll be here about 5 days per week. So again, and also he'll be on the Caribbean radio show. Blessed love to you, sir.
Blessed love, my brother. Blessed love.
Much respect.
Mutual.
Reggae Round Robin, it's a movement and it's about to blast off. Check it out on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Reggae Round Robin. Yes, if you're a conscious artist looking to get your music aired, go to Reggae Round Robin and like the page. Reggae Round Robin is about to blast off. To get your music downloaded on iTunes and get paid, go to Reggae Round Robin and like the page today. Tune in to the Caribbean Radio Show.com for more information.
So we just down and tell the people, this is Daddy Hugo with Ruler Brown and Winston Benjamin, inviting you to Sultry Sunday Slow Jam. With an exclusive interview on Sunday, 10th of March. Okay? So watch it.
It's a live on camera. It's a live on camera interview. Winsome Benjamin and Daddy Roy. Yes, you can't be late and don't miss the date. On Sunday, March the 10th, 2013. You are alongside Winsome Benjamin right here on the Sultry Sunday Slow Jams. 3 to 7 p.m. The Ruler Brown Network. RulerBrownNetwork.com. The big man, you are alongside Winston Benjamin. See you in the chat room.
You got it from 3 to 7 p.m. You hear that?
We're
going to
tell the people. I'm the physical dance coming your way.
Who came from above
and
angels
of heaven?
I'm
so happy that you see me in this form of freedom. Come on and see that, baby.
I was lost without love. Was dying with pain. Until you said my name.
Out to Lenny. I'm being in London. I want to say thank you all for tuning in. Checking out the big man, Tony Ryan. Of the Ruler Brown Network and Mix 102. Yes, indeed. Lady Doc, that's the way I used to it. Let's give people a lot of trouble. One is a big love to Annie, too. Also to CC Thomas, Clifton Edwards, big man Clifton Edwards. Flock of Doves, a big love goes out to Winston Benjamin, Handslip, Lady Doc. Lady Novelty, the big man lady with the boom boom sound. Odyssey, big man added a big winner last week. Rasta Wisdom, Royal Love, SAA. I know the contest is going to be wicked. Also, big love to the one called SAA or the JA. Dr. Evelyn Wilson said, blessed love to you. Clinton Lindsay, big love.
listen to more of the best music.
Lula Brown. Lula Brown with the Peace and Love Vibration Shows.
Sultry Sunday music with Lula Brown.
A big ton of Bunny Ziegler. All right, folks, we're going to try and start the test, the contest thing, you know what I mean? Run a little late because we want to make sure we finish it before the folks over at the cabin radio show exit. Big sound of Carl Graves. And sorry for there are about, a number of folks that were actually on the telephone line over the cabin radio show, 661-467-2407. And I just couldn't pick it up because, boy, I didn't know, I wasn't sure it was going to work out with the timing and everything. But sorry for the folks that are tuning in, I want to say big love to Mr. Clinton Lindsay Rockenbach, Jackie Brown over at Paramount TNT, that double A.
Hi, Novelty here, and you're listening to Lula Brown on the Lula Brown Network.
Sultry Sunday music.
What's a big love to Music Junkie in the building? It's indeed, big man. I know it's going to be a humdinger this week, trust me. I know the contest is going to be fierce this week. I'm going to do the roll call momentarily.
Thank you.
special big love to my brethren down there in Texas. CC Thomas in the building. Also, blessed love to Dico. Big, big, sweet sound of Mr. Baby, hang up the phone, Mr. Carl Graves. The next best thing right here in the Sultry Sunday Slow Jam, on the heels of Golden Sundays with Mr. Sarah Quill, 12 to 3 every Sunday right here on Rudy Brown Network. Also big up to big man, Mr. Clifton Edwards. And now let me just give you some breaking news. Clifton Edwards will be a partner with Palace. Yeah, what a partner with Palace means, he alone is going to sponsor one scholarship for a student, whether a high school student with a minimum of $300 US, or if you want to do a university student, $600. And I spoke with the brother. He has his establishment. He's decided to be a partner with Palace. And one of these weeks, we're going to be scrolling the names of all the partners that we have so far with Palace. And thus far, I think we have like 10 partners. And those are folks that whenever the students get their scholarship down there in Jamaica on the programming, it will say, for example, Clifton Edwards is Cliffside Entertainment. It will say Cliffside Entertainment Academic Scholarship. And he will say what kind of students he wants it to go to. For example, Hanslip, if he wants it to go to a teacher, an instructor, a teacher, and Hansley, for example, Hanslip, I know she loves French and she wants to be a teacher. He could say he wants it to go to a high school student who's going to do teaching. Or if he wants to go to an engineering student, or if he wants to go to a business student, he will provide that to us. And what we Palace do whenever we bring in all information for the student, we will go ahead and actually mesh up all the various winners. Last year, we had a couple of sponsors. One of them was for a chemical engineer at UTEC from Women of Worship up there in Boston, the Chevans family, and I know they're tuning every week to us. So this is one of the things we're doing. We're trying to encourage partnering. A minimum, if you donate $300, like I said, you could sponsor a high school student. If you want to do a university student, the minimum is $600. And if you want to just put to the general fund. And so for today, folks, we have a lot of folks that are tuning in. If you can just go ahead and even put $5 on the website today, www.palace1.org, it'll go a long way. Mr. Music Junkie, if he wins the contest, he's on 8 wins, he needs 2 more, he's going to actually match those funds. He's going to get $200 cash, and he's going to match that. So in other words, he will get the $200, and he's going to send in $400 to Palace. And at that point, if he wants to, as a matter of fact, let me just break some news also. I was speaking with the folks at RockTheBox.net, Mr. Rockwell. And what he said, the person who wins this contest, he would like to get a headshot of them. And we're going to do a little 2 or 3 paragraph write-up. And he's going to have it on his website. The website is doing crazy. So whoever wins, if it's RDRSAA or the big man, Mr. Music Junkie, if it's okay with you guys, just a little headshot, you know, and we're going to have it on that website. And, you know, the news is just bombarded in England, all over the world. So guess what? That's what's happening right here. And again, we thank you so much for coming out and enjoying and participating, because this particular program here, this segment, Name the Song Artist is a Palace promotion thing. We only have about 40 minutes and we want to do it, but a lot of folks are in the chat room over at the Caribbean Radio Show wants a big love to Dr. M. So we're going to start the contest right after this. Let me just continue my talk. Say, folks, if you're on the other networks, like I said, there are networks that folks, 7 networks. So if you want to participate in the contest and win the cash, you have to come into rulerbrownnetwork.com/ustreamtv. You sign in your name and you get the chance to win the cash. And the let me get some more folks have actually come into the chat room. So let me go through the list as we speak. We have Annie, too, CC Thomas, Cliff Edwards, Flock of Doves, Handslip, Lady Doc, Leonie, Milton Galloway in the building, a Palace board member, Music Junkie, as 8 Wins, also Novelty, the big boom boom lady we interviewed her last week, 2 weeks ago. Odyssey, the big winner last week, has actually won a total of 5 wins or 6 wins, but he's passed on his wins to others. He did not say what he's doing with last week's win. Also, Rasta Wisdom, who's another board member, Mr. Roy Lowe, who was the original founding member of Sultry Sunday Slow Jam, and he was the person that suggested that we do this contest called Name the Song, Name the Artist Contest. And I also want to say big love to SAA out of JA. All right, so we're going to get started, folks, momentarily. Okay, folks, here we go, here we go. We're going to get this thing started. And I'm not going to read through the instructions because everybody here is familiar with instructions. Basically, we play a song. The first person to give the name of the song and the artist gets a point each for each of the segment of the thing, you know what I mean? And the first person that gets the 10 points actually win the contest this week. And Music Junkie's on 8 wins. Odyssey has, I think, 6 wins, but he's passed on his wins to others. And we're going to get started, right, just like this. So make sure the thing clean up and ready for going on. While we play the cha-cha-cha thing right here. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, that's about does it right here. We're going to get started right now when we do the thing just like this. Carl, name the song, name the artist, contest. Name the song, name the song, name the artist, contest. I'm a bit handicapped because one of my monitors just blew on me. So just bear with me, folks. We're going to get started just like this. Name the artist, name the song. Name the artist, name the song. Name the artist, name the song. Missing you. Lady Doc has it right. Handslip has it right. Music Junkie has it right. Chris the Montague, Music Junkie, gets 2 points out of this one, out of the box. Lady Doc has it right. Annie has it right. The Music Junkie with 2 points. Yeah, so Music Junkie has it right. Lady Doc, Handslip, Annie has it right. But the first person who types. Yes, indeed. 2 points goes to Music Junkie. Just like that. Here we go, folks. Here we go. Name the artist, name the song. Winston Benjamin Clifton Edwards gets a point here. One moment in time. So Clifton Edwards gets it right. It's not Whitney Houston. Good guess, Novelty. Music Junkie has it right also. Annie has it right also. One moment in time. So Clifton Edwards actually picks up 2 points. SW has it right. Annie has it right. But Cliff Edwards gets 2 points out of this. And the 10th of March, we're going to be having her live on camera with Mr. Uri. So 2 points to Clifton Edwards, 2 points to the one and only Music Junkie. Blackstreet Boys, Adiman. Don't leave me. Who said that? All right, Addison gets a point right here. It's not crazy. Who said don't leave me? Somebody says don't leave. Lady Doc, man. Lady Doc in the thing with 1 point.
You got your problem, baby.
So Lady Doc has the title correct. Music Junkie has it right also. SWA has it right. And Annie has it right. Hey, the folks who can't type, you know, I tell you. Point standing goes like this. 2 points to Cliff Edwards. 2 points to Music Junkie. 1 point to Lady Doc. 1 point to the big man. I did a big winner from last week. Here we go, folks. Here we go.
in the Odyssey.
All my life, who said the Odyssey, man? Casey and JoJo. Yes, indeed, lady, that gets the point. Annie has it right. Music Junkie has it right. Milton has it right. Lady Doc has it right. But the point goes to, 1 point goes to Addy, 1 point goes to Lady Doc. Tell them people at them body now. SW has it right. Yeah, so the point standing goes like this. Make it all even up. Cliff Edwards and two. Lady Doc and two. Music Junkie and two. Odyssey and two. Big sound of Casey and JoJo. All my life. Tell you Sunday slow jam, name the song, name the artist, content. Here we go, folks. Name the artist, name the song. Name the artist, name the song. Tom Jones, who said that? The Music Junkie with a point. Tom Jones, and he gets it right also. Who said coming home? Yes, indeed. Lady Doc, just ahead of Annie. Yes, Odyssey got it right also. So the point standing comes like this. Cliff Edwards on two, Lady Doc on three, Music Junkie on three, and Odyssey on two. Here we go, folks, here we go. Name the artist, name the song. Name the artist, name the song. Whitney Houston, who said that? Whitney Houston, Lady Doc again, man. It's not Shoop. SWA has it right. Annie has it right. So Lady Doc gets a point. Yes, it's not Shoop. It's a good guess. Milton has it right also. Waiting to Exhale, that's not the right answer. Close, who said that? Exhale is the answer we're looking for. Yes, indeed. Lady Doc gets another point out of this one. And Ruelo gets both of them. He says Whitney and also Waiting to Exhale. It's not Exhale, it's Waiting to Exhale, it's Exhale. Leonie has it right. Music Junkie has it right. So just like that, folks, Lady Doc is up with 5 points. Lady Doc is a doctor. She said, y'all giving her palpitations. Yeah, so she has 5 points. Music Junkie and three. Odyssey and two. And Clifton Edwards and two. Yes, just have someone in. Pat D, want to welcome his sister. Let me take a moment and stop the thing. Let me stop the thing. We have a person just entered the chat room, Pat D. Pat D, her name is Patricia Dijik. I've known this young lady for about 70 years, right? Way back, know her forever. She is one of the first persons that were on the Palace board team. I want to welcome her to the chat room. She was one of the first. With Rasta Wisdom, myself, Roy Lowe, Milton Galloway were the first set of people on the particular Sultry Sunday Slow Jam. And she got busy, so she wasn't able to continue. I want to say big love to her. She's down there in Jamaica. I want to say welcome to her. Just give her some big welcome, my sister and Pat D. Like I said, I've known her for 70 years. Big love to you, my girl. And the next song, folks, I want you to give me the names, the full names of both the artists. There are two artists here, and I want both of the names for this particular art, for both artists on this one.
name the artist, name the song.
Full names of both artists on this one. Welcome you back home. Who said a royal low gets a point here? Somebody said Bob and Marcia. It's not Bob and Marcia. It's not Simmer Down. Good guess. Somebody's half hot. Yeah, somebody's half hot. Somebody has one of the artists' boat names correctly. The Royal Low gets a point so far. It's not Patsy and Jackie Opel. As close, it's not Lord Creator and Norm Fraser. Jackie Opel and Phyllis Dillon. Who said that? That is close, but that's not it. Yeah, we have someone giving us a title that already long time. That went to Royal Low. All right, what I'm going to do to let the thing move on. The name of the artist is Doreen Schaefer and Jackie Opel. Doreen Schaefer and Jackie Opel. Name the artist, name the song. Name the artist, name the song. Sorry, Lady Doc. Mary J. Blige, who said that? Lady Doc gets a point, man. Who says Family Affair? Odyssey gets a point. I'll just ignore the spelling there, but Alice gets a point also. Mary J. Blige, Novelty gets it. Adi gets a point, gets the right answer. But the 2 points are assigned Lady Dakin and the one and only Odyssey. Point standing goes like this. Cliff Edwards on 2, Lady Dakin 6. She needs only 4 more points. Music Junkie on 3. Odyssey on 3, Royal on 1. Here we go, folks. Here we go.
Hebrew 13 says, and they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have an opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one.
Therefore, yes, you're close, Mr. Edwards.
For he has prepared
I need a full name, though.
Destiny, worldly pleasures come before me, keeping my mind on the daily. Cannot get lost in this journey.
You're close, Mr. Edward.
You don't want to let me see your glory, but I'm fighting to be holy. So I hide and be lonely. Jesus, will you be my company? Am I pleased? Your love, please tell me. I know I asked you before, but I'm still here.
Jermaine Edwards, man, yes, indeed. Alice picks up a point.
Lord, you brought me from so far, and I just can't do it.
Yeah, you're close, Mr. Edwards. Odyssey gets the point out of this. It's not Jesus. Lady, that's it. You didn't even go to church. Living for Jesus. Who said that? Yes, indeed. Music junkie, come in and get a point out at this one. Oh, I tell you, the competition raw this week. Raw, raw, raw. Yes, indeed. The point standing goes like this. Cliff Edwards and two. Lady Duck and six. Four more points to the win. Music Junkies on four. Odyssey on four. Royal on one. Here we go, folks. Here we go. Name the artist, name the song. Name the artist, name the song. Yes, stick by me, Janos. Fifth Edwards gets the point. Music Junkie. No, Odyssey gets the point, actually. Odyssey gets 1 point. Music Junkie gets 1 point. Yes, stick by me, Janos. 1 point to Addy. 1 point to Mr. Junkie. Odyssey gets it right also. Yes, the Lady Duck. Watch it, you know. Watch it, you know, Lady Duck. Lady Duck and six, Music Junkie and five. Odyssey winner last week on five. Roy Low and one, Cliff Edwards and two.
When you cry, I cry too. Oh, stick by me, and I'll stick by you. Remember my heart. And
my love belongs to you. Oh,
stick by me, I stick by you.
Name the artist, name the song. Name the artist, name the song.
During the North African campaign, a bunch of soldier boys had been on a long hike, and they arrived in a little town called Casino. The next morning.
Deck of cards. Who said that? Jim. So, Music Junkie gets 1 point. Roy Lowe has it right.
Commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayer.
Wing Martin Dale. Who said that? Roy Lowe gets another point.
Those are the boys.
So 1 point to Music Junkie and 1 point to Roy Lowe.
Boy had only a deck of cards, and so he spread.
That point standing goes like this: Cliff Edwards and two, Lady Duck and six, Music Junkie and six.
Put away those cards.
Odyssey and five, Roy Low and two.
The services were over.
Wink Martin Day.
The was taken prisoner and brought before the provost marshal.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, say, wait a minute, she first belonged to you. I missed my song.
Why had you brought this
Lady
man
Duck,
here?
Lady Duck, are you disputing? Let me see. I'm me first. Okay, all right. Lady Duck.
Replied the soldier.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Says,
no, wait a minute.
I hope so.
Talk to me, Lady Duck. Did I mess up?
Punish you more than
did I mess up? Did I mess up? Did I mess up?
The soldier said, sir, I have been on the march.
Stinger, I run fast, you know.
I had
oh, you're just a check.
Prayer book.
Oh, okay, 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 okay.
While you serve the purity of my
intention. All right. So we're cool, we're cool.
The boy started his story. You see, sir, when I look at the
days. Yeah, normally we have a, what you call it now, a moderator, but we have not had any reading piece normally, a moderator.
Two parts, the Old and the New Testament. When I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. When I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great
world. Here we go, folks. Here we go.
When I see the 7, it reminds me that on
name
the 7th
the artist,
day God
name the song. All right, folks, let me stop that one. There's a commercial there. Odyssey is a commercial. Let's forget that one. Forget that one, folks. We forget that one as the commercial plays on. We're going to continue right after this ruler bounce. So we got to do the right thing for everybody so that we can get nice and easy. Yes, indeed. We're going to continue, Roel. Sorry about that one. We're going to go right with this one. Name the artist, name the song. Just name like the artist, name the song.
Name the artist and name the song. Hall and Oates, it's not Hall and Oates. She's gone, it's not She's Gone. Hurt so bad. Eagles, who said the Eagles? Roy Lowe. 1 point goes to Roy Lowe. And Lady Duck gets the right answer. So one to Roy and one to Lady Duck. Eagles, I can tell you why. So the point standings, Cliff Edwards on 2, Lady Duck on 7. She needs 3 more points. Music Junkie on 6, Odyssey on 4. On 3, Big Man Odyssey on 5. And Royal gets it right. Odyssey has it right also. Up a point here. Woman in Love. Annie has it right also. Odyssey. Yeah, Odyssey gets, Odyssey, I'm giving you the point. Woman in Love, I know that's why you're typing. And it's not Barbara Streisand. Actually, this is instrumental. I didn't realize it was instrumental. So we're just going to give the 1 point to Odyssey. And the point standing goes like this. Cliff Edwards on 2, Lady Duck on 7, Music Junkie on 6, Adi on 6, Royal on 3, Cliff Edwards on 2. Go, folks, here we go. Morning after, who said that? Novelty gets a point, man. Not Helen, really. Good guess. Maureen Van, 1 point to Music Junkie, 1 to Novelty. Oh, can't you see the yes, I tell you, this thing is getting close. Lady Duck and 7, Music Junkie and 7, Novelty and 1, Odyssey and 5, Royal and 3. Basically, all of y'all have it right in the morning after. It's not Fifth Dimension. Don't worry yourself, SW, you're good. Little doctor, Earl Brown, just give me some heart palpitations here. We This song next, folks, I want you to tell me who is doing this particular one here. Yes, indeed, name the artist, name the song. Name the artist, name the song. Byron Lee, who said that? Yes, indeed, 1 point goal, novelty, and the Dragonaires. Raga, Raga, who said that? Lady Doc gets some points. Another gets some points. It's not Jabara. And Lady D March is closer to this illustrious or elusive 10 points. She's on 8 points. Cliff Edwards on 2. Music Junkie on 7. Novelty on 2. Odyssey on 6. Roy Low on 3. It's not Admiral Bailey. Raga, Raga. Raga, apparently. Yes, indeed. Somebody's right here and there. Name the artist, name the song. I know, for my play this song later, I have to just fixate my eyes. I just look. And y'all have it right. Raga, Raga. Everybody say Raga, Raga. Name the artist, name the song. Name the artist, name the song. Name the artist, name the song. Somebody said, why me, Lord? No, that's not it.
Under the tree with a glass of lemonade.
It's not Movado. Somebody close. Say yes, I give that one. 1 point goes to SWA Busy Signal. Jamaica love lady that gets a point too, man. Jamaica. Yes, indeed. A Busy Signal. Milton has it right. If Edwards has it right. It's not Forever Young. Lady Doc has it right. So 1 point goes to Lady Doc, 1 point to SWA. Yes, folks, and the doctor is about to put the patient them to them death. She's at 9 points. She's a junkie on 7 points. We're about to lose the Jamaica cabin radio show. Novelty's on 2 points. Odyssey's on 6. Royal is on 3. SWA on 1. Ferocious this week. Lady Doc, check out your stethoscope and put it back all of the folks in the room.
Jamaica, we wanna feel Jamaica love. Everybody wanna feel.
Here we go, folks. Here we go. Here we go. Name the artist. Name the song. Name the artist. Name the song. Name the artist, name the song. Name the artist, name the song. It's not the Paragon. It's not the Melodeon. It's not Marcy Griffith. Love is Courtney John. Music Junkie gets 2 points out of this one. Wow. What a comeback. And I know Rockwell is down here saying, wow, man. Folks, and stop the music and give the point standing. Cliff Edwards on 2, Lady Doc on 9, the lady with the stethoscope, Miss Junkie on 9, Novelty on 2, Odyssey is not out of it on 6, Royal on 3, SWA on 1, Big Son of Courtney John, Love Is. I'll get some aspirin. Up. folks, and we have a lot of folks over in the chat room on the Caribbean Radio Show, and we're going to be missing them. I want to say big love to the big bad lady we call it, Dr. Evelyn, which is, make sure you check out every week, every day from 8 to 11. And as you heard, we're going to try and get the show over there. So make sure you check out the CaribbeanRadioShow.com, and they're running the reggae round robin with Dr. Evelyn Richardson. She's one of her advisors for Palace, doing a great job. I want to say big love to her. And Yvette Kuta, Together Forever Radio, and the guest 3253, and a whole bunch of folks over there. Rudy Brown, some peace and love to you. Make sure, folks, you check out the Caribbean Radio Show. They're touching down on 1 million folks tuning into the radio show over there. I want to say big love to you. Big shout out to Cutler John. Sorry, Caribbean Radio Show, we're not able to finish the contest with you. Here we go, folks. Here we go, folks. Name the artist, name the song. Name the artist, name the song. What happened? I don't see no response. What's going on? Something like that? Something odd is happening. I don't see any response in this. Or the chat room has been cleared out totally. Wow. The chat room has been cleared, folks.